little flock?
Yeah, this is Uncle Rob.
What's your name?
Hey?
I can sort of understand why the noise might have been a problem. I tell you what, let's go where it's slightly quieter.
Exactly.
That's
Come and meet the shed. It's quieter out there.
You were made to move the parrots out of there, where we can just hear them squawking away in the background, and into the shed through here.
Yep.
Can I have a look at the shed?
Yeah, sure. It's just a bog standard, I think, 6x10, whatever you want to call it, shed. At the moment, it's got my mobility scooter in it, but it gives you a rough idea of the size dimensions.
And it's very small. It just fits your mobility scooter. So where did you fit the birds?
Literally, I had Ralphie and Scooby right at the back, and all the others were where we could fit them in. And I was sort of here.
So the birds had to go in here, but you didn't have to.
They can't be left on their own. They're all rescue. They've all got histories. Some don't like being shut in. Some don't like being let out of the cages, etc., etc. Plus, there's also the monetary value of each parrot. I mean, just in the front room alone, I've got... must be $2,500 worth of birds alone.
So how did you feel about it?
Cold. I went down with a chest infection. I was totally miserable. I nearly had a breakdown over it. Because, obviously, I didn't want to leave the parrots. And everybody was saying, oh, you're mad for sticking by them, but I had no choice.
What made you feel you had no choice?
Well, because of all their history, I didn't, you know, feel as though I could. I mean, you wouldn't just leave a dog shut up in a cupboard, would you? You wouldn't leave a child in a cupboard.
You think of your parrots as like your children?
They are. I mean, I do have a son. I have a 22-year-old son who's brilliant. But, I mean... since him, I haven't had any other children. They are literally... I mean, people around here call me absolutely mental because I am besotted with them. People say, well, you know, because my husband doesn't live here, well, why don't you move on and find somebody else? I say, well, who's going to take the parrots on? So, yeah, I'm mental.
You've had to choose, essentially, between parrots and people.
Yeah.
Birds and blokes.
Well, yeah, literally.
So... what would you like to have happened?
Well, ideally, I wouldn't have liked the parrots to have had to be shifted at all.
Good night.
Good night.